Yeah, so people say, well, gee, they seem to be prospering. Yes, they do. They do seem to be prospering. And these are the hardest things for me to understand the scriptures, when it says things like they bring on themselves swift destruction. So, Lord, where's the swift destruction? But it will not tarry, it will come. Though it tarry, wait for it, it will come. That's what the prophet said. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look it up. How do I look it up? Well, you have to learn to do that, won't you? I'm not here to hold, you know, honestly, I didn't come here to hold you by the hand. That isn't the kind of study I'm conducting here. This is for your advancement. There are tools available. There's the internet. Just look it up on the internet. Take the words I said, look them up on the internet, and voila, you'll find it. You know, when I started studying the Bible, we didn't have the internet. That's funny to me. There was no internet. You had to use books, and I'm only 35. I guess that makes me show, that shows my age. It begins to show my age, where it's like, yes, I remember back in the day when there was no internet. I remember when, no, never mind. So, they shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Pernicious ways is apalia, ways of apalia. But some texts read aselgia, which is ungodliness. So, whatever. Or lasciviousness. Meaning without, what's the argument? I forget. Anyways, those are some pretty wicked ways, okay? Pernicious, wicked, evil, sinful. Many shall follow their ways. Well, gee, don't we all preach the gospel? Don't we? You know, it's like, what is it? Just the Jehovah's Witnesses, or just the Mormons? The thing is, out there, we have this mainstream Christian world, and they look down on these little, tiny little splinter groups, and they say, there they are, the many who are following the pernicious ways. No, it's you. It's mainline Christianity is the pernicious way. And it is by reason of them that the way of truth is evil spoken of. And I've talked about this before. Why is the way of truth evil spoken of? Because they speak evil of the truth. Oh, we can't be without sin, but you need to stop sinning. Oh, yes. I'm going to keep on sinning till the day I die, but you better stop what you're doing, that thing. Not understanding that the scriptures teach that if you offend in one point of the law, and I mean the New Testament law, you've offended the whole thing. If you've offended in incontinence or intemperance, you are the same as a sodomite. There's no difference. God is not looking for grades of sin. He's looking to find none. And through covetousness, they with feigned words molded. That's what fame means. Artificial. I don't mean it. Fictitious. To them, it's not even true. They make merchandise of you. They make you their merchandise. That is so, turn on TBN, turn on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, turn on the prosperity preachers, Robert Tilton, and those other guys. You know, through covetousness, oh, God wants to bless you. He wants you to have financial blessing. He wants to send, I want you to give me a seed. They send you, what is the seed in that gospel? It's a little money. Send it to me. And then you'll get more money. You send me $100, and pretty soon you're going to get $1,000. Because the Lord, and they'll try to put the chain on the Lord. They'll go back to the Old Testament and say, the Lord said, what is it, Malachi? I could look it up. I'm not that familiar with that gospel, though I remember the preaching of it, try me now, they say. Test me and see if you will give to me. Bring in all the tithes and see if I will not pour out a blessing. Give your money to me and God will bless you. Do it in faith and he will bless you. And then there's letters of people who got blessed. Of course, they don't go around and interview everyone who gave him money. The one who's most blessed is that minister. Feigned words. They make merchandise of people. You know, they've turned the innocent, simple folk who believe in Christ into merchandise to be bought and sold. And these vile men, they live in their gated communities. They drive their nice fancy cars. They wear their sharp suits. They fly around in their little airplanes. And God is going to damn them. Now, Paul, you're judging them? I'm just judging works. In fact, I'm not even judging it. I'm not judging it. God has already judged it. He already has spoken concerning false prophets. Hey, well, aren't you judging who a false... Yeah, well, I can judge what a false prophet is. I'm willing to live with that. But that... Because there's a... Obviously, there's a... You can bring yourself into condemnation when you judge. And if I judge that gospel, it's a false gospel. And now I know the judgment of God stands sure as false prophets are damned. Okay. Unless they repent. Okay. Sooner, not later. If I see falsehood being preached, it is absolutely right for me to declare it so. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You will know them by their fruit. You can tell the fruit. You don't get righteousness from a false prophet. You don't get you don't get holiness. They don't preach Christ. Oh, they got Jesus on their lips. And they preach a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They deny. Now of a long time, their judgment lingers not. Their damnation slumbers not. Do you mean that, Lord? But you know what? Because I was once a false teacher. I taught, because I studied under Arnold Murray, and I taught the same doctrines he taught. And I was a false teacher. So I'm glad that God doesn't just haul off and judge the false teachers too quickly. Because if he had judged